Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you so much for calling in this evening. This discussion, which is only going to be just a few minutes, is on the topic of Shovevim. And Shovevim, perhaps is something that not everyone is familiar with, refers to the Parshios, beginning with Shmos, Va'era, Bo, Bishalach, Yisro and Mishpatim, hence forming the acronym Shovevim, that there's a focus, especially based on the Kabbalistic literature, there's a focus on discussion and growth and work on ourselves, especially in the area, or specifically in the area, of personal purity, of tahara, of a focus of keeping a certain cleanliness, and especially in the areas, and I'm going to speak openly the next few minutes, of either sexual impulses or expressions of those sexual impulses, or the basic world of personal sanctity. And, of course, there's an obvious question, other than the fact that out of the six parashios, we can form this name of Shovevim, which sounds, I guess, pretty catchy. So why specifically in these parashios? What is it about these weeks in particular that many of the Chachamim decided that this was the ideal time to work on this area of purity and cleanliness and restraint? And the Mefarshim point out that it's specifically now during these days because of the themes of Geula, the themes of redemption, of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's something which I imagine it's obvious that when we highlight the idea of freedom and Chayrus and Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's really not only about, although certainly the physical state is important, but it's not only about the physical state of freedom. Because man, as we know, can be physically free. They can get up in the morning and they can vote in an election and they can go to work and they can do all sorts of things that seem to be reflections of freedom. But at the same time, really not be free, really not be b'nei chorin. The person can be enslaved to 1,000 things, internally, externally, expectations, insecurities, negative self-image. There's a thousand things that enslave a person. And certainly one of those things, and one of the areas that we, of course, highlight now, is freedom from man's natural impulse that, in a way, is so beautiful and so meaningful, man's natural impulse. Man's natural needs, man's natural instinct. In fact, I mentioned this morning at the Hashkama Kiddush a beautiful essay by Rav Soloveitchik, who discusses the greatness of Na'aseh V'Nishma, because Na'aseh V'Nishma was not a rational response. The Rav said so beautifully that rational thinking, while it seems to be so uniquely human and so pristine, is not Ratzon Elyon, is not the highest level. It's Ratzon Tachton. What is Ratzon Elyon is man's natural impulse. We will do it. We'll be generous. We'll be giving. We'll be sacred, etc., etc. That natural impulse is the Ratzon Elyon. Man's natural impulse is something which is pristine. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out, the Mishonim point out, that man was created and God spoke about man's creation. He says the man is Tov Ma'od, man is very good. Why is man Tov Ma'od? So Mishonim point out because of the Yetzer Hara, because of the Yetzer, our nature, the impulse, that sort of humanity that is impulsive. That is Tov Ma'od. That is beautiful. The very fact that we're not computers, the fact that we're not regimented, and the fact that we're not always rational, but the impulse of man is the beauty of man, is the greatness of man. But the reality is that that yetzer hara, that impulse, that nature, that driving vitality, is in fact tov ma'od, but it's tov ma'od when we place it into a context of spirituality, and place it into a context of thoughtfulness, and in a place of balance, and in a place of kedusha. Because the reality is that the idea of challenges, sexual challenges, even of the most intense nature, it's not new to this generation. In fact, the Gemara tells us in three different places in Shas that the Amorayim recommended that a man who feels that their sexual nature, their taiva, so to speak, is overwhelming them, let that person put on black clothing and then go find a woman somewhere and allow himself to fulfill his desires. And it's a question exactly, we've shown him what the Gemara means. But again, this is speaking about in the time of the Amorayim, where it's already addressing people with those needs. The Gemara tells us that if two Amorayim were walking down a path and one road led towards a base of Avodah Zarah, a place of idol worship, one place led towards a base Nus, which might be a brothel or some other place, and they felt pulled in both of those directions. The Gemara tells us in two places in Shas that a person who feels that their Yetzihara is being tokef upon them, is strengthening upon that person, the person feels uncomfortable, and a person feels drawn towards fill in the blank, says Mashcheyu LeBeis Medrash, you know, bring that to the Beis Medrash. But again, obviously we're describing people almost in very contemporary terms, people who dealt with the same issues. The human condition is the human condition, whether it's 2019, 1019, BCE, CE, the human condition is the human condition. And the only thing that we know ever changed was that Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Yuma that Chazal were mevatel, they negated the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. There used to be such a strong, passionate, overpowering desire for Avodah Zarah, and that was negated. But the normal Yetzirah of man for things of the flesh and physicality, that has always been there and will always be there. What I can't help but feel is that there was a time in our life where, for whatever reason, I would just imagine that it was easier to create a context of discipline and boundaries and restrictions. Just life, there was less that was accessible. There were less opportunities to hide, so to speak. There was a certain level of the way that society just presented itself, the way that people had to sort of to dress and to act, advertisement, TV, movies, just the world functioned in such a way that for so many reasons, whether it was opportunities, standards, there was maybe an ability to take that Yetzirah and to put it into a context that could be more easily managed and more easily navigated. And I believe that that is a difference of today's world. You know, even thinking, again, I know this is very specific, but speaking to some friends who worked in Ner Yisrael in Baltimore. And Ner Yisrael in Baltimore, typical guys, high school age, and they said sometimes the mashgiach would come around, and I'm not sure if this is necessarily the best approach, but it was the approach they took. And sometimes they would do like random checks of the bachurim's rooms, and they would find, you know, magazines underneath the beds of boys. Of course, again, normal, typical adolescent behavior. But the amount of work that a young man would have to do to go find a magazine and to walk into his store without a car and then put it under his bed and this and that. And just, again, it was just navigating these things. Perhaps they were more simple. And what, of course, we find today, and again, working in yeshiva and working in the community, just the accessibility and the lowering of boundaries and the standards of the world. And the fact that perhaps for so many of us in a technological era where we're just not even present, per se, we're not thoughtful, we're not always reflective, we're running and we're escaping and we're chasing and we're just, and the whole tsura of our lives is something that allows it or makes it more difficult to deal with these natural instincts of man. And where does that leave so many people? Well, struggling with pornography, struggling sometimes with sex addiction, struggling with, in many areas, in many communities, both in the Jewish world and non-Jewish world, feeling the necessity of looking outside of one's marriage. Just we feel often, you know, dominated by that world of the Yetzer Hara. Instead of it being Tov Ma'od, we find this almost ourselves out of whack and out of balance and losing the equilibrium between the spiritual and the physical and feeling that our physical lives are no longer functioning smoothly in the context of our spiritual lives, but overwhelm them. And our only option is to be able to take an honest look at our lives, to assess exactly where we're at. For different people, this is more of a problem or less of a problem or not a problem at all. But B, to ask ourselves, how do I live that life of real sanctity? How do I live a life where I can really ask myself, am I a Tzelem Elohim? How do I live a life where I really have freedom, where I can make a decision of this is what I want, this is what I don't want. I'm not just chasing something impulsively or making spur-of-the-moment decisions. How do I live that life of freedom, that life of chayrus? How do I go about achieving it? What are the goals that I have in these areas? What do I need to do to get to a place of personal kedusha? These are the questions that we absolutely need to be asking ourselves that we often don't, because it's easier just to sort of continue following the path. It's easier just to sort of keep on keeping on and easier to sort of keep on making the decisions we've always been making. The questions are those decisions, are those behaviors something that very simply are bringing us closer to God, bringing us to the best version of ourselves, bringing us to happiness? If the answer is yes, so then great. If the answer is no, then let us figure out, if I can be of any help with this, how do I construct a life where I feel deeply happy and deeply free? And that Yetzer, that nature, which could be so beautiful, exists in a disciplined, thoughtful, spiritual, refined context. Let that be our mission moving forward. Let those be our goals moving forward. Let's have a basic idea that when our Yetzer comes, and the Yetzer should be there, and there's a beauty in sexuality and connecting sexually, but that it's much based medrash, that it's in a broader ideal of sanctity and a broader ideal of refinement. Mishim, all of us, as we now come to a close of the Shovim weeks, continue to experience growth, sanctity, kirvas elokim, and deeply felt physical and spiritual freedom. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. I look forward to continuing this conversation for those who want in person. And we shall all be blessed with goodness and success moving forward. Lala Tov.
Gotcha.